Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. And Niles Gens in studio with us. Again, that phone number for Gens Financial Services, G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. That's their website. The phone number, 320-258-3688. Niles, good to see you.
Good morning.
Busy these days?
Yeah, you could say that.
You could say that, exactly right.
A lot of 11, 12-hour days.
What's left on your calendar for workshops in the month of June? We're about halfway there, right?
We are today.
Yeah.
Okay? Today is the last workshop that we will have for the month of June. None scheduled for the month of July. Of course, we'll come back in August, of course.
Sure.
But today's the last time, June 14th, we're recording this show at the Coyote Moon here east of town, 320-258-3688. A couple spots left. That's a pretty good-sized room. So,
yeah.
We do have a lot of people signed up for it, but there's room for a few more.
Okay.
So today's topic is going to kind of hit home for both you and I, Bob, because we've been there, done that. And we're going to talk about long-term care.
Okay.
The reason why we're talking about long-term care, I've had a few people actually call into the office recently, asked us, hey, you guys do a show on long-term care. So we'll record the show today, but obviously Bob will want this repeated a few times, so people who can't catch the whole show today or people can't listen on Wednesdays will catch it on Saturday or Sunday.
You bet.
So basically, what is long-term care? So long-term care is an individual's need who has a chronic condition, trauma, or illness that limits their ability to carry out basic self-care tasks called activities of daily living, ADLs.
Right.
Such as bathing, dressing, or eating, or instrumental activities of daily living such as household chores, meal prep, or managing money. Long-term care often involves the most intimate aspects of a person's life, what and when they eat, personal hygiene, getting dressed, using the bathroom. Other less severe long-term care needs may be involved household tasks, such as preparing meals or even using the telephone. The goal of long-term care is there's no cure for it.
Right.
Okay. But we want to give an individual optimum level of functioning. Okay. So we're going to talk about what it all looks like. So I'll go back to those ADLs. ADLs are considered six things: bathing, eating, dressing yourself, transferring. So when you go to the doctor, Bob, the doctor usually have you sit in the chair and the nurse takes your blood pressure. Then the doctor gets to you, has you stand up and go sit on the bench or whatever that's called.
Right, the table.
You think your doctor's watching you see how you get up?
Absolutely.
You bet they're watching you. So they're watching you, how you get up, if you're moaning or groaning, you get up, or if you have trouble getting up.
Yep.
So they're making notations of all that. Also, going to the bathroom by yourself.
Right.
And a continence, of course.
Right.
So one thing to watch out for, in my experience working with retired people for four plus decades now, is that you have to watch. Sometimes it's the bathing part of it. If you see a senior in your life or somebody in your life, they're always wearing the same clothes.
Right.
The light bulb should go off in your head. Now, if you have four of the five same T-shirts like I have.
Makes it easy to get dressed, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. There's no way to pick it out.
Did you know that Albert Einstein, genius that he was, had the same outfits every day hanging in his closet so he wouldn't have to worry about filling his brain up with stuff?
I've read other geniuses or very successful business people.
Hello, Niles Gens.
Always wear the same clothes every day. Not the same clothes, the same
outfit.
Same outfit.
Right, right.
So again, so watch people who are in your life, the bathing. Hate to be crude, but the smell test.
Right.
Okay. Watch the eating part of it. I think as you get older, maybe we don't want to eat as much because we're not burning as much
calories.
Sure. So you're going to back off. But if you notice, they start dropping a lot of weight. Dressing aspect of it, you know, Bob, I don't know if you've ever done this, but you button your shirt up kittywampus so the buttons don't line up.
Usually once, twice a month because I dress in the dark.
That few times.
Right, look at it. And see, now, if you wear a pullover shirt, it's okay.
Yeah. Or putting on two different color socks. Being colorblind, I've done that.
Yeah.
putting on two different pair of shoes.
Yeah.
I did that here 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Went to the office, and I'm at my office. I looked on the floor, picked up. I had a brown shoe on and a black shoe.
But you had a pair just like him at home.
I did. but if it happens consistently,
correct,
we got a problem.
Right.
So let's dive deep into this. Let's talk about facts and figures. The latest facts and figures that we were able to obtain were from 2020.
Okay.
So, but anyhow, I think they're still relevant.
You bet.
So the average, this is nationwide costs. Adult day health care.
Okay.
About $19,000 a year. That's like a kinder care where you drop your toddlers off in the morning.
Sure. Absolutely.
You're dropping off your spouse or your mom and dad.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Great facilities,
you
by
bet.
The way. Assisted living facilities, $51,000 a year. Homemaker health aid, $54,000 a year. Nursing home care, semi-private room, $93,000 a year. Nursing home private room, $105,000
okay.
per year. We have a software program at the office, and I failed to do this, and I apologize. I should have done it. I could have looked up what the costs are in the St. Cloud area.
Sure.
So I'm going to go off of memory just a little bit.
Yep.
I would say the cost numbers I just gave you, St. Cloud area, be 20 to 30% higher.
Sure.
Okay. Last time I looked, which has been a few months ago, the average cost for a room in a nursing home in the St. Cloud area is about $140,000 a year. And now people go, oh my gosh, you know, Aunt Helen was in the nursing home, Niles, and it was only $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
Well, when was that to begin with?
That's true.
And some people think just because somebody's in an assisted living, that's a nursing home. No, there's different levels of care.
Right.
Okay. But a full blown nursing home, about $140,000 a year.
Now, one of the things that I wish I could sit down and talk with some of these administrators, it's not that they want to gouge anyone, but can you imagine the insurance that these folks must pay? Can you imagine what their employee packages are that they have to take care of? It costs a lot of money to run a long term care facility.
They're not. People are like, oh, we make a lot of money. No, they don't.
No.
Most of them are nonprofit.
Exactly right.
My mom was at the Good Samaritan in Windham, Minnesota, which is owned by the Sogie Foundation. I could be wrong.
Good. Yeah.
But some foundation owns it, nonprofit. But facts and figures, besides the dollar amount. Average length of long-term care needed for men. Now, when I say long-term care, I'm not just saying the nursing home.
Right.
I'm saying home health care, assisted living, nursing home, that type of thing. So taking all that in consideration, the average length for long-term care for a man is 2.2 years. For a female, it's 3.7 years. For a person with Alzheimer's, 8 years.
Yeah.
Other statistics, the average length of long-term care for men, like I said, is 2.2 years. However, that average increases to 3.9 years after the first year of care.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of short timers.
Right, right.
So once you get past a year, the length of time increases.
Yeah.
The average for women, again, is 3.7 years. However, once they get that first year under their belts, it increases to 5.2 years.
Okay.
Okay. So again, Alzheimer's is 8+ years. Okay. Dementia, if you would.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So they gave us some facts and figures. I don't know if it's really relevant or not, but I just want to kind of run this by you. There's a company out there called One America who gave us these statistics, by the way. They looked at the biggest claims that were paid by seven different carriers that are big players in this marketplace.
Sure.
But didn't tell us the name of the companies because it's not really important.
Right.
The biggest claim ever paid, $2.3 million for somebody in a long-term care situation. 2.6, 1.7, 2, 2, 1.5, 1.3.
Fairly common.
Yeah.
Is what it sounds like.
Very, very large numbers. So my experience with people over the years is that the people that are in nursing homes a long time are the dementia patients.
True.
Alzheimer's, Alzheimer's dementia, they call it. So the numbers they give us are from 2021. Back in 2021, a little over 6.2 Americans in the United States had Alzheimer's. That number is expected to increase, actually double, by 2050.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What's causing the double? Well, the baby boomers.
Right, right.
As Bob and you, our generation, as we get older, there's a lot of us.
Sure.
I think there's 78 million of us, if I remember right. The numbers to potential for Alzheimer's is huge. 12.7 million of us will have some form of Alzheimer's dementia by 2050. You think, well, 2050 is a long ways away. It's not.
That's right.
So again, there's a lot of treatments happening out there for like heart attacks, cancer, and whatnot. Mm-hmm. There's no treatment for Alzheimer's.
I talked with a representative from the Alzheimer's Association of Minnesota and North Dakota yesterday, and there have been two new drugs that have been, yeah, there's no cure. There have been two new drugs that have been approved by the FDA, and here's the other thing that's happening there, Niles. People are getting dementia or Alzheimer's, if you will. There are 58 different types of dementia. Alzheimer's is one of them. But people are being diagnosed younger and younger. Mm-hmm. It's happening earlier and earlier to us.
Right, right. Niles Jr., his wife Melissa, one of their friends' mom, had Alzheimer's. She was in her early 50s.
Right.
And she's since passed away.
Right.
So other facts and figures, if you're 60, turning 65 today, mm-hmm. So if you're turning 65 today, happy birthday.
Right.
There's a 70% chance that you'll need long-term care services in your lifetime. There's also a 20% chance that that care will last more than 5 years. So again, 70% chance that you'll need long-term care. Of that 70%, 20% of it will last over 5 years. Okay? So potential impact. So when you have a husband and wife situation, there's a lot of impacts on what we could call the community spouse. So the community spouse is the one who's not receiving care. Okay, so for example, if it's a husband and wife situation, if the husband has Alzheimer's or some kind of dementia, it's going to impact, and Bob, you've been there, done that. Mm-hmm. I've been there, done that with my mom and my mother-in-law. There's a lot of impact back to the community spouse, mm-hmm. being the one at home.
Mm-hmm.
Depression.
Yep.
Okay. Mourning, loss of previous life. You know, you had the good times were rolling, and then you know what hit the fan.
It's the long goodbye.
Yep. Physical challenges, excess stress, poor sleep, increased blood pressure, weight gain or loss, headaches, etc. Trouble physically helping due to size difference. So, for example, if I would come down with a dementia and Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. and would need help functioning, such as getting out of bed, going to the bathroom, my wife physically won't be able to help me.
Right.
Not happening. Mm-hmm. Okay. For one thing, I'm quite a bit physically bigger than her, and the strength is not there. Okay. So I'm going to need some kind of help. Okay. Also financial impact, potential decline in retirement assets due to paying for a spouse's care, budget adjustments due to increased spending on long-term care monthly bills. Okay. So again, going to the emotional impacts. Spousal caregivers may be likely to experience depression at an even higher rate than those who are actually getting the care. Caregivers can feel as though they're just taking care of an entirely different person, especially with diagnoses like dementia, which can leave caregivers mourning the loss of previous life, like I had mentioned. Okay? Mm-hmm. The physical challenges, we already touched on that. Okay, now, first, guys out there, if our spouses would come with a dementia or Alzheimer's, we physically would have a tough time taking care of mm-hmm. them because we're elderly ourselves at the time.
Yep.
Bob, you've probably done this, but do you ever try to pick up an adult off the floor?
Yes, sir. Can I tell you the story?
Sure.
I came home one afternoon, and Barb was laying on the floor. She had fallen and broken her hip, and she didn't remember doing it, and that is a very common thing with folks with dementia. They don't remember the accident. It's just gone. I had no idea what was gone. I didn't know that she had broken her hip or her leg, as a matter of fact. And she had broken her thigh and her hip socket. And she only weighed about 100, boy, I think maybe 103 pounds at the time, maybe 110, if that. So yeah, and when that happens, you don't think, you just act and react, and lifted her up and brought her down the stairs, put her in the vehicle, brought her to the hospital. Couldn't, after it was all done and you have a moment to think, you say to yourself, I just did that. How did I do that?
Yeah. Adrenaline,
you know?
Kicked in.
Yeah. And let's say that she weighed a couple of 100 pounds or even 150. I would have had a much tougher time.
Right. Right. So again, there's also impact on your children.
Yeah.
With adult children.
Mm-hmm.
So emotional impacts, caregivers may suffer also from depression.
Yeah.
You know, here's my mom or my dad, the strapping person I looked up to my whole life, and here's the shape they're in.
Yeah.
I experienced that with my mom with the dementia with my three brothers. They all kind of clammed up.
Yep, shut down.
Didn't go see her very often. Didn't want to see her in her current new state.
Right.
Okay. Towards the end, their last 15-ish months, couldn't feed herself, that type of thing. Every time that they went to the nursing home, the few times they went, I might add, they didn't stick around for feeding time.
Sure.
Because they couldn't see it.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, enjoyed feeding my mom because
mm-hmm.
I figured somewhere along the way she fed me.
Right.
Well, look at me, Bob. Somebody has to feed me. Okay. But the point was I thought that was very good quality time with my mom.
Yeah.
Because they kind of put us on a table by ourselves. Right. And I was able to talk to her and feed her. Granted, she couldn't communicate back. She couldn't talk. Okay. So watch your brothers and sisters. If you have a parent that has a dementia, some don't do well with it.
Right.
Okay. And try to give them some support too, because they're living through it also.
Anger is very easy to happen. It happens very easily is what I'm trying to say. When you're dealing with stuff like this, and as a caregiver, you kind of have to take a lot of deep breaths and step back.
Yes. So another thing that I highly recommend, I caught myself doing it once, but I probably did it more. When a person has dementia and they don't remember something
mm-hmm.
and you have to repeat yourself, it's a lot easier to repeat yourself than it is to beat them across the nose. I berate them.
Berate them, yes. It's so easy.
Yeah, I just told you that.
Yeah.
Well, that took a lot of energy for me to say that versus, yep, today's Wednesday.
Right. Yes,
or
sir.
It's 8:26.
One of my biggest regrets.
So again, I'm guilty as the next.
You bet, okay? Me too.
But when you find yourself doing that, maybe pinch yourself or look in the mirror and say, hey, dude, you could be in those shoes someday.
It doesn't take very long. It doesn't take very many times for you to realize, oh, I'm being an idiot.
Yeah. So again, watch for depression. I'm talking about your siblings now.
Yeah.
They are more likely to have substance abuse issues or dependence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They can be frustrated, angry, drained, guilty, or helpless as a result of not being able to take care of mom and dad. Caregivers can be in worse health. So if you do have a brother or sister that's taking care of your parents, you know, give them a break. You know, go in there, give them a break. You know, thank them, obviously.
Right.
So again, continue on. There's a lot of issues that we could talk about long-term care. You know, we could talk about the loss of friends. I can relate to that with my mom. Once mom was at the nursing home, she had a lot of good friends prior to going to the nursing home, and none of them ever went to see her once she was in the nursing home because she had dementia and she wasn't going to remember if she was there anyhow. And
which is a load of hoo-hay.
Yeah, it is. But again, so if you – and I noticed that one fight was really obvious when my mom was in the nursing home. On holidays like Mother's Day or Christmas or Easter, most of the time, those 80-some residents at that nursing home, I and Helene were the only ones there visiting mom because the rest had nobody there.
Yes, sir.
You know, when my mom was in the nursing home 2 weeks short of 2 years, I went to see her 3 weekends out of 4.
Right.
Sometimes 6, 7, 8 weekends in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why? Well, it was a 160-mile one-way trip to get down there. I had a major advantage. Our farm was only 10 miles from the nursing home, so I could stay at the farm at night and, you know, putz around when she was in bed.
Yeah.
But isolation is huge for people in nursing homes.
Yeah.
Even though they have the dementia or the Alzheimer's or whatever you want to call it, we don't know what's ticking in their brain. They might very well know what's going on, but just can't relate to it.
Can't verbalize it, whatever. Yep. Sometimes they may know clear as a bell. You know, 5 minutes later, they don't. But when they do know, mm-hmm. you want to be there for that.
So something neat to go along those lines happened to me with my mom. My mom died on a Friday.
Yeah.
Not the Sunday before, but the Sunday before that. Okay. 12 days before.
Right.
I was at the nursing home in the afternoon, and she always liked yogurt. I remember that as a kid growing up, mom liked yogurt. Didn't get it too often because expensive.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I would buy her yogurt, and I was Sunday afternoon, I was just giving her, feeding her yogurt.
Yeah.
And I looked at her, and again, she hadn't said a word in 15 months. And didn't, not even a peep, even no noises, no nothing.
Right.
Okay. So I'm feeding her. I said, Mom, do you know who I am? Niles. That's the only thing she said.
Yeah.
Boy, was that a major plus. Okay. And if I went to been there, but
you wouldn't have asked her.
That's right. So the point is, and I actually enjoyed visiting Mom and the nurse, not only the aspect of visiting Mom, but the other residents too.
And they appreciate you.
Most people know I can talk to a fence post.
No way.
Really? Just learned how to do that. So now we're going to talk about, now we talked about Alzheimer's dementia.
Correct.
We're going to talk about how to pay for all this stuff.
True enough. First, though, we need to take a small break.
Please do.
Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services. Their telephone number is 258-3688, area code 320, of course. Online at GensFinancial.com. Spell it correctly, G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services in studio with us. The phone number for Gens Financial Services, 258-3688, of course, area code 320. Their website, chock full of information you need to know, GensFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. A workshop tonight, Niles.
The last one for the month of June and July. We don't do any in July. So tonight at the Coyote Moon, June 14th, of course, 6 o'clock we start. You do have to RSVP.
Yes.
320-258-3688. That's a pretty large room, so we do have room for some more people.
Yep.
Just give Denise a call. Tell them you heard it on the radio station. Give her another half hour, 45 minutes to get the office turned on and running. So give it 45 minutes for you to start calling in. So we're talking today about long-term care. And what my experience has been over the years is a lot of times it gets brought up, then people put their head in the sand and don't want to talk about it. So hopefully you didn't turn me off when we started talking about long-term. Hopefully you're still there listening.
It's pretty important.
So when it comes to long-term care, how to pay for it, there are three ways. One way would be taxpayer assistance. We're going to talk the difference between Medicare and Medicaid. It requires spending down assets and or income in order to qualify. Number two, you can purchase long-term care insurance, transfer the risk to an insurance company. May not have purchased for many reasons. A lot of people don't have long-term care insurance. And number three is pay for it yourself, called self-funding. So Medicare, the Medicare program, I'm not Medicare certified. What's mean by that is that you have to be certified to handle Medicare products. Medicare is part of the Social Security Administration. You have to be certified, like I said, Niles Jr. and Monica are certified to talk about Medicare. But the part I'm going to talk about, people get confused between Medicare and Medicaid.
Right.
Medicaid is a form of government assistance.
Correct.
Loosely call it welfare if you want to, okay?
Yeah.
So Medicare itself, I use my mom as an example. When mom went to the nursing home, she was at the hospital down to in Sanford Hospital down, it used to be Sioux Valley down in Sioux Falls.
Right.
She was there because of a blood clot in her upper thigh.
Right.
So she was at the hospital for 5 days and then went to the nursing home. So Medicare does pay for long-term care in a nursing home, but skilled care only. Skilled care means you're getting therapy, they're working with you, and you're anticipating you're going home. So they were working with mom, they were paying the bills, no problem. She was taking therapy and all that good stuff. About 80 days, though, was finally determined, hey, mom's not getting any better and she's not going home.
Right.
Medicare stopped right there on the spot. Okay. And then mom had to self-pay herself.
Mm-hmm.
Her bill down to, she was at the Colonial Manor in Lakefield first before the Good Samaritan in Wyndham,
mm-hmm.
$8,500 a month thereabouts. So she had to pay it herself.
Right.
She paid it her own way. My brother paid it because my mom had Alzheimer's, so he wrote the checks out, of course.
Right.
She was within $50,000 of being broke when she passed.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom would have kept spending money. If she'd lived longer, she would have kept spending down to $3,000. Once you've spent down your assets down to $3,000, it stops. Stop spending your own money,
mm-hmm.
and then you qualify for Medicaid. That case would be Jackson County back home.
Right.
Here it'd be Stearns County, Sherburne, Benton.
Right. And every county's different when it comes to Medicaid.
Well, the rules are the same.
Right.
But they might handle it a little bit differently, if you would.
Correct.
But the rules are the same.
Right.
So the point is, mom went through roughly $200,000. And when you work at a bank as a teller back in Lakefield, Minnesota, back in the 70s and 80s, you don't make that much money. I think the highest mom ever made was $13,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there 22 years, if I remember. So people kind of have their head in the sands. First off, it's not going to happen to me. More than likely, it's going to happen to you.
Right.
And they said, well, I got plenty of money in the bank. I can pay for it. You're going to use dollar for dollar to pay for your long-term care. Why don't you give some of that risk over to an insurance carrier?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There are some very unique programs out there that we can piggyback with an insurance carrier that will help you not spend down your assets.
Niles, at what point in our lives do we need to call you and make this happen?
I would say as soon as possible.
Well, like if I'm 50, if I'm 40?
I'd say 50.
Okay.
Okay? If you're 90 years old listening today, you're too late.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But if you're 50 plus all the way up to mid-70s, thereabouts, give or take a little bit. So the point is, I'm not schlucking any insurance product here
correct.
Today.
Okay? Correct. Right.
What I'm saying is that give us an opportunity to sit down with you to see if we could transfer some of the risk over to an insurance company. Now, the products that I like is that if you never use the product, and you put your money into it, you never use it, your family gets the money back plus more.
Very cool.
So it's not money out the window.
Right.
I'm like you, Bob. I don't like spending something when I don't get something back in return.
Right.
Okay? So that's why I don't like, personally or business-wise, traditional long-term care insurance.
Okay.
Because it's like your homeowners. It's like your car insurance. Once the money's out the door, it's out the door.
I have to throw this in here. Niles does not have to say what he just did, but it's his personality. It is who he is. He's very honest when it comes to this stuff. You could have gone the other way and said, oh, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
No.
That's not what you do.
No. So when we sit down with people, we have to, first off, you don't want to be insurance poor.
Right.
I've seen people come in the office who are insurance poor.
Right.
They can't afford to do anything because they got these darn insurance premiums to pay for.
Yeah.
But the products that we use are either be connected to a life insurance contract.
Mm-hmm.
And we know you're going to die someday, Bob. I hate to burst your bubble and tell you that.
It's when. Okay? I got it.
But then your family gets more back than what you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
There are other insurance products that we could do that with, too. The main thing is you got to make sure you're using a reputable A-plus rated carrier.
Yeah.
High claims paying ability. Well, that's the kind of companies we use.
Absolutely.
Okay? Now, does every one of our clients have a product like that? No. It comes down to wants and affordability.
Right.
But the point I'm trying to get across, again, not pushing any product, not any company. Just come on in. Let's sit down. Let's do an asset assessment to see if it would make sense for you. If it doesn't make sense, I'll be the first person to tell you.
Sure.
Okay. We don't touch on these subjects too much at our workshops because it's too time-consuming.
Right.
Bob, I only went through maybe 10% of the stuff I have for today's show.
Exactly right.
Okay? But we have a lot of information. Medicaid is very touchy to work with. Their Stearns County is backed up. They're backlogged. They are months out from finished catching up to their work.
Right.
Again, not a slam. They're very good workers.
That's not the point. Yeah.
But again, it's part of the white hair I have is that the problem with this long-term care situation, and what really irks me, we'll wrap up the show with this, Minnesota does a very poor job when it comes to this.
I would agree.
Very, very, very poor job. You know, we have 19 or 17, whatever number you want to come up, $1 billion excess.
Yeah.
Some of that could have went for helping you fix some of these problems. But, Bob, we'll get on the – we'll let Ox do that in the afternoon. So I would go a little heads up, everybody. Next week, I will not be here.
Okay.
Our youngest son's getting married a week from today.
Awesome.
They say on a Wednesday. Yep, on a Wednesday. They wanted to get married the first day of summer. So I won't be here next Wednesday. I'm sure Bob will find the best show ever recorded.
Absolutely. You know, it's cool that they're getting married on that first day of summer. Maybe it'll be warm enough that day.
Yeah, please wish for 95 about 4:30 in the afternoon.
Everybody's in the pool. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Niles, thank you, sir.
Yep, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services, AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Their phone number, 258-3688. Of course they are online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.